USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cristobal is now a tropical depression pushing into the corner of southwest Mississippi as heavy rain continues to spread northward, touching off more flash flooding. The National Weather Service says areas as far north as Jackson, Mississippi could see as much as 8 inches of rain after the storm brought storm surge flooding and heavy downpours to the coast late into yesterday. And as Cristobal continues to move inland, there's also the threat of tornadoes, especially in parts of eastern Mississippi. Democrats on Capitol Hill will roll out legislation today aimed at concerns raised by the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will take on inequities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Federal prosecutors in New York want to question Prince Andrew in their criminal investigation into sex trafficking charges against the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. The prince was a longtime friend of Epstein's and has been accused by one woman of sexual abuse when she was 17 years old. Prince Andrew says the allegations are untrue. The 66-year-old Epstein died by suicide last summer while awaiting a trial on sex trafficking charges. About 400,000 people are going back to work today as New York City begins a Phase 1 coronavirus reopening. Retail shops can open for curbside pickup, and construction and manufacturing plants are also coming back to life. New York City has finally hit all the metrics laid out by Governor Andrew Cuomo for reopening, including the number of new infection rates, currently at the lowest they've been since mid-March. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Dyersburg, Tennessee Police Department's asking for help from the public after a shooting at the American Legion Lodge there. Officers were called to the club early yesterday morning where they found 5 people had been shot inside the building. The victims were flown to hospitals in Nashville and the Regional Medical Center in Memphis. Police say witnesses have not been willing to speak to them so far about exactly what happened. New York City is reopening for business amid the coronavirus crisis, the Big Apple entering Phase 1 starting today, with retail shops beginning curbside or in-store pickup again. Construction, manufacturing, agriculture, and wholesale businesses are starting up again as well. Subway service expected to be at least at 95% of its pre-pandemic service, but masks will be required and commuters will be expected to engage in social distancing. And yet another moderate earthquake has hit the city of Ridgecrest, California. The USGS saying the magnitude 4.3 quake struck Sunday night shortly after 9 o'clock Pacific time. The area has been a hotbed for earthquake activity lately, with a 3.5 magnitude quake on Saturday night and a 5.5 magnitude quake last Wednesday. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.